Now, we all know that there's a social gradient to health, and we're also interested to see if fluctuations over the course of time could influence health outcomes in individuals, even above and beyond what we think of the traditional socioeconomic status indicators. So this presentation is on that very topic. So we have no financial relationships to disclose. We work for people, not for profits. The Prevention Research Center of Michigan is a CDC-funded research center, and our mission is to create and foster knowledge resulting in more effective public health programs and policies. The center conducts community-based prevention research to improve health and prevent disease, especially focusing on populations with a disproportionate share of poor health outcomes. And support for specifically for the survey project itself is from the CDC, from the Genesee County Health Department, and various other organizations and agencies, depending on the survey wave. And this year, it was the Hurley Medical Center. We have a survey committee that's composed of university academic partners, the health department, the health infrastructure, and several community-based organizations. So it's a pretty broad coalition in the community. And the purpose of the survey is to understand residents' health-related behaviors and perceptions, to provide information for needs assessment and evaluations of projects, to identify community assets, to understand the associations between residents' health-related behaviors and perceptions, social determinants, and health outcomes, to provide training opportunities, and to develop a community health agenda that is widely disseminated and democratic. We have a random sample of residents in Genesee County from every residential census tract. We oversample in Flint, because that's where most of the projects and interventions are based, so 20 residents per census tract in Flint and 10 residents outside. We have telephone interviews are conducted by the nonprofit Michigan Public Health Institute. They have a professional survey lab for health research. And the respondents are adults 18 years of older and typically about 1700 to 1800 per year. We have a pretty wide range of survey topics. These include the standard topics you see on national health surveys like the BRFS, as well as the issues that are of importance to our community partners. So you can see we have a pretty wide range. And in this particular survey wave, we have financial health was incorporated, as well as other specific topics. So there's Genesee County, Michigan. And the brief history is that Flint was the historic home of General Motors. And over the course of the last few decades, there have been a 90% reduction in the number of GM jobs there, from about 80,000 to maybe about 6,000 or so now. And that has really shaped the all the conditions that we're working in. So there's the map of the county, and we have people from every residential census tract. And in this survey wave, in the 2009 survey wave, we were really wondering about this recession, this global recession. I mean, in Michigan, people were talking about Michigan being in a one-state recession, way back even in 2006, 2007, just because of the decline of the the major industry of the state, especially Southeast Michigan, the auto industry. And we're interested to see what effect this financial crisis, this financial decline, would have on individuals in the community and community health indicators. You folks might have seen some recent research looking at mortality patterns and economic downturns, and surprisingly finding that there's actually higher survival rates, during the Great Depression and other economic downturns. And we're really stunned by this. Could this be true? So this is what we set out to investigate. We included a question in the survey: my financial situation is much worse this year than it was in the previous year, and asked people, the extent to which they agreed or disagreed with that. We also have our outcome measures, our the validated standard items from the BRFSS, questions on general health and mental and emotional health, so both rating scales, and then also rating during the past 30 days, how many days did poor health or did poor mental or emotional health keep you from doing your usual activities, such as self-care, work, or recreation. Also, we had some very brief scales of depression symptoms and stress levels. And we included other predictors, things that we know are related to health outcomes and could also be predictors in this analysis. So years of education in years, income level that we were able to triangulate through a series of items, age, gender, race, and Genesee County is really characterized by out-migration rather than in-migration. So it's almost demographically like early 1960s America. So most people are either black or white, some multiracial, very, very small proportion of Latinos, Hispanics, Asians, or anybody else, because most people have been leaving to go for jobs elsewhere rather than coming in. And we used stepwise linear regression to predict health outcomes for the participants who had complete data for every one of our indicators. So as you can see, we had a pretty pretty big range demographically, because this is a community representative sample. So there's pretty big variation in education, income. It was about a little over a third non-white. Average age is about 55 years with a standard deviation of 16. And we did oversample women, because those are both more likely to be answering the phone and actually more willing to cooperate with the survey when we call. We also had a range in our outcome indicators, so we have sufficient variation to explore. And here are the results. Here's a summary of the results. And as you can see, I ordered them in sort of their overall impact. So income was usually the strongest predictor of health outcomes. But controlling for income, so all these are independent effects of each other, financial decline was related to every single health indicator. General health, the number of days that poor health or poor mental health incapacitated people, and their stress and depressive symptoms. And we also saw independent relationships with age, and then a few with education and gender. So the results showed that overall higher incomes were associated with better reported health status across outcomes, and not surprising. It's probably been replicated 1,000 times. Income was usually the strongest predictor, but independent of these other sort of static socioeconomic indicators, the financial downturn that individuals experienced predicted more adverse health outcomes across all our indicators, health and mental health. Older ages were associated with better reported mental health, and those with higher education reported better overall health and better mental or emotional health, and women reported more stress than men. So those were the results. And our conclusion is the degree to which individuals' financial situation had worsened in the past year was significantly associated with poor perceived general health and mental health, as well as the extent to which poor general and mental health interfered with activities of daily living. Economic decline influences health above and beyond the relationship with the traditional SES indicators, such as educational attainment and current income level. So it wasn't just what your income level is now, but how that might have changed from before. And especially in a period of economic uncertainty, the awareness that individuals experiencing financial decline may be at greater risk for health concerns could be beneficial to community partnerships seeking to improve community health. Okay, and I believe we're saving questions until the end of the session. So thank you, and thank you to all those folks who participated in the survey.